This show is brought to you by Safety FM.
The following program is rated MALSV. It contains strong language, sexual situations, and violence. It is intended only for mature audiences.
Finally, show with the balls to call it like it is. Rated R Safety Show on Safety FM.
Countdown to audio torture.
The Rated R Safety Show starts in 3, 2, 1.
Let the eardrum pain begin.
Forget the corporate bullshit. This is the Rated R Safety Show with your host, Dr. It doesn't matter who the host is.
Oh, you know it, you love it, you want some more of it. That's the way that the world goes. And today is Friday, May the 8th of 2020. Only the day of 129 so far of the year. And we only have remaining 237. So how fantastic is that? You know, 237 days to go. It only feels like the first 129 days has been like a lifetime at this particular point with everything going on. Anyways, you're taking a listen to us on safetyfm.com. You're also having the opportunity to take a listen to us on the different items that we have available, such as safety.fm, safetyfm.tv, and of course, you can kind of hang out and interact with the different podcatchers that are available. Because this will come out later on. And then, of course, we're available on the different apps, such as Safety FM, the application, you know. The different places that you can go to kind of hang out and play with some things there. And that's going to be in the Google Play Store, also known inside of the Apple iOS Store. And we are also available as an Alexa skill. And I don't talk about this so much, but we are also available on Sonos. Just in case if you're into that kind of stuff. So that is some availability that is there. So today I have to tell you, I was going to call it the teaser. And yeah, we'll call it the teaser. I got some breaking news about some things that are going to potentially, let's see, what's today's date? That are going to be filmed starting next week. Yeah, filmed starting next week. I think you might be slightly interested on what I have to share on these items that will be filmed starting next week. So you might want to hang out a little bit before we actually get into that whole nonsense. Let's get you to feature story news because, you know, that's important. We need to know what's going on in the real world, and then we'll get moving forward from there.
Bringing you information you never knew you cared about. Rated R Safety Show.
From Feature Story News in Washington, I'm Simon Marks. The United States is officially now in the steepest economic downturn since the Great Depression. New numbers published today show that more than 20 million Americans lost their jobs in April. That takes the country's unemployment rate to 14.7%, with every indication those numbers will continue to rise. President Trump offered his reaction to the situation in an interview on Fox News.
It's fully expected. There's no surprise. Everybody knows that. Somebody said, oh, look at this. Well, even the Democrats aren't blaming me for that. But what I can do is I'll bring it back.
In that interview, the president also revised his position on the origins of coronavirus. He now says he does not believe the Chinese deliberately released the virus from a laboratory in Wuhan, although he still seems to believe the virus originated in that lab. The coronavirus pandemic is unleashing a tsunami of hate and xenophobia, according to the Secretary General of the United Nations. From FSN's bureau in New York, Sarah Walton reports.
Antonio Guterres says there's been a surge of anti-foreigner sentiment online and in the streets caused by the COVID-19 outbreak. He also said it's led to the spread of anti-Semitic conspiracy theories and anti-Muslim attacks. The UN chief described how migrants and refugees had been vilified as a source of the virus and then denied access to medical treatment. He also said journalists, whistleblowers, health and aid workers and human rights defenders had been targeted for simply doing their jobs. Mr. Guterres has called for an all-out effort to end hate speech globally. I'm Sarah Walton in New York.
Shocking news from India today. 14 migrant workers were killed after being hit by a freight train. They reportedly fell asleep on the tracks, not realizing an easing of lockdown restrictions meant that trains were operating again. From FSN's bureau in Delhi, Sriyoshi Mukherjee reports.
Exhausted and not expecting a train to come, the migrants fell asleep on the rail tracks. India's migrant workers have been facing the brunt of the world's largest lockdown with very little food and money to sustain themselves. Many of them are left stranded without jobs, scrambling for food and shelter after the nationwide lockdown was announced in March. The Indian government has faced criticism for its delayed response to this mass exodus. Prime Minister Modi, along with other ministers, expressed their sorrow over the incident. Sriyoshi Mukherjee, New Delhi.
A father and son have been arrested in the American state of Georgia, charged with murdering Ahmaud Arbery, an unarmed jogger they allegedly gunned down in February. Gregory McMichael and his son Travis are white. Mr. Arbery was black. They reportedly believed he was a suspect in a string of local break-ins. President Trump said today the killing is very disturbing. There's more from us on Twitter. You can follow us there at Feature Story. From bureaus worldwide, this is FSN.
Listen to our host
of the Rated R Safety Show.
Self-implode on our airwaves, only on Safety FM. We at Safety FM are not responsible for what this idiot behind the microphone is saying. He is trying to be entertaining. Rated R Safety Show.
Well, yeah, you have to be trying to be entertaining around here because, you know, there's some competition on the radio station on who you're trying to compete with and be entertaining and make sure that I can keep you during this lunch hour. I don't know. Maybe we should be doing some liquid lunch. I don't know. Maybe we should talk about that. I don't drink, so that might be a very weird thing. Might be able to have that conversation. So anyways, pretty interesting over, you know, the last little bit going back and forth, taking a look at some of the different social media feeds, taking a look at what's going on. And I have to tell you the news story that's going on with the people being arrested yesterday, as you just heard. It's kind of hit the social media platforms. I know yesterday we were having a conversation briefly about the thing that we're calling Plandemic. The documentary, movie, whatever the hell you want to call it. So now there's a whole bunch of stuff online saying that how it's not true. And, you know, it goes back to our stories that we talk about all the time, that even though I'm sharing the information with you, it still needs to be vetted. It still needs to go through a process of somebody verifying the information. I verify it in one format. Some people verify in another format. And that's what takes place. Just because some jackass online decides to post something, it does not necessarily mean that it's correct. It does not mean that it's incorrect. So you have to take a look at it and go, you can always find stuff to back up whatever thing you want. It's known as confirmation bias. Do the research, do a little bit of the harder work. You might actually be a little bit happy about it.
Duh.
So anyways, let's continue. Let's get you to the hit list. Because, you know, that's why you mostly come here. That's why you hang out with me. And we go over the different things that are available because the hit list is quite magical.
You are listening to something magical. You're listening to the Rated R Safety Show.
So let's take it from the top, ladies and gentlemen. Let's go over the information. Comcast data shows that Monday is more popular day to watch TV than Saturday. I never knew that Saturday was really a popular day to watch TV. I thought most people just kind of did something on Saturday. But hey, whatever. What the hell do I know? Anyways, analysts of TV viewing habits show that the average household watching 66 hours a week, up from 57 hours pre-lockdown. So I guess that's an interesting swing. People are staying up later, too. TV watching between 11 p.m. and 2 a.m. is up by 40%. While morning watching is down about 6% between the hours of 6 to 8, folks sleep in later. Meanwhile, streaming platforms Roku says streaming hours were up 80% in April and now has about 40 million viewers, or users for that fact. I don't know. Are you a big Roku user? I think there's a couple of devices inside of my household that actually have them. I know here in the studio, I believe that the Amazon Fire TV section is actually what's built into that thing. But you know, whatever, I don't know what you use. I think I have a little bit of everything. I think I mostly use the Apple TV device, not the service, not Apple TV Plus, but whatever. What are you using? Are you staying up later? Are you watching a lot of TV, quote unquote? I find myself watching a lot more news now. Yeah, you heard me correctly there, watching more news.
Duh.
Definitely listen and read a lot more news as well as of late. So anyways, anything cool going on? By the way, I don't know if you heard it this morning. We did drop a very, very different edition of our typical podcast for Friday. If you were listening to the standard Jay Allen show or the Safety FM Mini, however you want to call it. And we decided to go down a path with something that I always kind of dreamed of, known as Radio Big. Yeah, Radio Big. I'm sure some dipshit will go out and buy the website. I think that at some point somebody was selling it for like $2,000 or something. But yeah, that's something that's out there. We took a shot at it. It's just kind of some music being played, kind of avoiding the typical safety show just for this morning, just to do something different, just to do something out of the ordinary. Anyways, get ready for a cold weekend. A massive storm picking up from the Arctic air is expected to hit the northeast today, potentially bringing snow with it. The freak event could drop up to 8 inches, which could smash many snowfall records. I don't know what the hell's going on with 2020, man. I look at it and go, what the hell is happening? So many weird things. Last night, there was a video that was popped up online about some kind of weird thing over the moon. Some people were saying it was a planet. Some people said there was a spaceship. And of course, yesterday was a good big visual day for the moon, because it was a super moonish type of thing. So that was pretty interesting. So people were losing their shit online yesterday about it. So I don't even know what it ended up being. Of course, the news stories this morning, there wasn't a lot of information about it. I haven't looked up lately a lot of information about earthquakes. For a while there, I was actually hung up on it for quite a bit, but didn't really look at it recently. So anyways, the cold front is probably going to take a hit in your general direction. When I woke up this morning, and believe me, I understand for most areas this is not considered cold, but I want to bring it up anyways. It was 55 degrees here in Orlando, and for here, that is considered chilly. I won't go that it was cold, but it was. I didn't expect it, but then again, I'm not a big weather watcher as we go through that whole process. Anyways, let's continue. While Facebook is planning to return to work on July the 6th, it's giving skittish employees until the end of the year to continue working from home. Mark Zuckerberg has said that the company will not have any gathering of more of 50 people until July of next year. So I don't know how that work environment will actually work. And I guess that's something that me and you should talk about. Because how is that going to work in that scenario? How is your workplace handling it? Now, saying, for instance, you were not one of the people that has been laid off, furloughed, whatever you want to call it, lost your employment. How are you handling this? How are they calling you back into work? I know that there were some scenarios here this week in the state that I'm in where you could do up to 25% of your workforce coming back in certain things, just depending on what category you fell under. So I'm not sure there. I don't know exactly what you have going on, but something to think about, of course. Anyways, you are listening to safetyfm.com and safetyfm, well, .tv. You could be watching us. You know, those are some options there. Also, like I always tell people, you can come up into the chat boxes. If you do hang out quite a bit in the Facebook aspect, for some reason, I don't know why, but I have a hard time seeing the messages that come there. So most of the good insults come from there. So I enjoy that from time to time. Anyways, take it for what it is. Anyways, after a bank in New Delhi, India, called authorities to report a break-in, they immediately turned to security camera footage to begin the investigation. That's when they clearly saw the robber. Resus Maku Monkey. Climbing onto an ATM and eventually pulling it off the cover. The primate poked around inside of the machine, but appeared to grow bored and leave. No word on how the monkey entered the left open glass booth. So that's pretty interesting. I wonder if anybody else took any kind of more money out of that whole thing. The NASDAQ composite recovered its pandemic losses. The market is heavily weighted with tech companies, which are faring just fine, while much of the other country is in lockdown. This includes stocks like Apple, Facebook, Amazon, and Alphabet. On Wednesday, it added 1 percentage point, finishing at 0.01% up from the year. So that's something to think about. Something that we have to look at more and more as we do move forward here. These tech companies, and nothing against tech companies, as you are aware, we are, a lot of the shit that we do is all technology based. yeah, you know, we do have the human that sits behind the microphone and does the recording of the episode. But also at the same time, too, here, as we do this, everything's tech-based. We have servers that give you the video stream. We have servers that give you the access to the radio station. We have servers that give you access to the podcast. And, of course, systems on how we upload everything and have access to it live in real time as we get to interact with the chat boxes as well. So this is all technology-based. So, of course, with everything going so heavily currently inside of the Zooms of the world, inside of the podcasting aspects of the world, some of these technology companies are going to come up. That's just the way that it's going to go. So what kind of impact is this having on you? Are you doing, were you able, I guess it should be the way that I should phrase that, were you able to do a lot of investing in that kind of stock before? Do you still have stock? Do you have your 401k invested in that kind of stuff? Your Roth IRA, you know, that things, those things that I talk about. Now, I have to tell you, I've heard some crazy stuff related to stocks, Roth IRAs, pull your money, invest. What are you doing? What are you doing as the safety person? How are you handling this? How are you going about and taking care of yourself, your family, and so on? A lot of people are saying that this is something that we're going to recover from relatively quickly in regards of what was going to be closed down. I don't know. Believe me, if I could sit here and predict the future, I would love to be able to do that. But unfortunately, I don't have that power. Maybe one day if I do, we'll look at the crystal ball together and come up with what exactly is about to happen.
Duh.
So let's continue. Poland is postponing the national election. Yeah, the preliminary system that makes moving the election day less dramatic than it would be in the United States. Most major parties agreed to the measure and said that the new date would be arranged at the earliest possible time. Now, can you imagine that here in the U.S.? I don't know that would go over too well. I don't think that if somebody turned around and said, hey, let's postpone the election to the beginning of the year, that would go over too well. I look at it and I go, okay, listen, if we do this and we go about and have that conversation, I think that people would lose their crap. Now, and that could be from either side. That could be the people that love Trump. That could be from the people that hate Trump. Some people would think that it's great. Some people would think that it's terrible. You know, stand wherever you want. But do you think that we'll get to a point where that might have to take place here? Do you think that we might have to push back the November election? And, you know, there's rumors and speculations and all this weird stuff of, hey, this is going to probably come back and hit us again. We might have to be in lockdown for longer and all that kind of fun stuff. I don't know. I legitimately do not know what's going to happen. I don't think anybody could really answer that question the more and more we talk about it. Anyways, let's continue. A Reuters analyst shows that 41% publicly traded companies got Paycheck Protection Program money despite having cash to cover all expenses for the program's 8 weeks, even if revenue went to zero. 30 had enough cash to cover 3 months. These 41 companies took a combined $104 million in government loans, effectively getting 2 months of total free operating expenses. So many things to be said here. And of course, we can go, oh, let's find out who the companies are and boycott and blah, blah, blah. And, you know, the typical bullshit that people say. But maybe that's the conversation there of maybe we'd look at this and go, we know that we have found out over the last few months that some of our systems are broken. And maybe opposed to focusing on the companies that did this and were able to get around it, they'll have their day, of course. Don't get me wrong. But maybe we look at some of the broken systems and see how we can do about preparing them or repairing them for future aspect. Something to think about, of course. Anyways, let's continue. Florida prison system is developing a plan for its most unruly inmates. The plan would create administrative management units where repeat violent offenders and inside drug dealers would all be able to commune together rather than poison the general population. Some people have said that this is a great idea. Some people have said that this is a terrible idea. I don't know. I don't know how it works. I mean, I can do some basic research, but I can't tell you enough to make a good statement about it.
You are listening to a radio god. What? This has to be an error. That host is not a radio god. Anyways, this is the Rated R Safety Show on Safety FM.
Gabriel Moreno just wanted some wine. Dash cam video of bulk wine tanker truck shows Moreno slowing down in front of the truck and directing it to curb, suggesting a mechanical issue. He then jumps out of his car and runs around the back, jumping onto a ladder. As the tanker pulls away, side view cameras then show Moreno, who should be noted was wearing only underwear, climbing underneath the truck while it approaches the freeway speeds. When the driver saw his fluid level in the dashboard gauge go down, he called the police. By that time, the driver had lost hundreds of gallons. The driver approached Moreno, who was found upside down underneath guzzling wine that was pouring out of the valve. The officer said on the site said the individual was able to release the wine from under the tanker and that he placed himself underneath the tanker in such a manner that the best way to describe it was somebody doing like a snow angel. Holy shit, dude. Moreno, about 1,000 gallons were lost, about 5,000 bottles worth. So shit, how much wine did this dude want? Like, seriously. Now, if you're interested in getting more information about this, you can go to see the full coverage at CBS Sacramento. Go to their website, CBS Sacramento, and there's all kinds of stuff all around there. If you're interested in seeing some video, I mean, I think that could be a little bit exciting. Bring some excitement into the day.
Duh.
But anyways, let's continue. One former Navy SEAL tells the Daily Mail that recorded messages given by the American mercenaries captured in Venezuela are lies. In a tape released Thursday, Arian Barry quickly looks up when asked if he's being treated humanely and signed and believed indicated that he is speaking under duress, before indicating that his human rights were being respected. On Wednesday, the other American mercenary made similar gestures before saying that the President Trump ordered the mission. So something to think about. As we see this, I don't know. I look at news stories all the time, and I find a lot of these things very, very interesting as they do occur. Hopefully somebody can go out there and actually help the people, because that's going to be extremely important. So, I don't know if you've heard, but here's some things. Megyn Kelly announced Thursday she filmed an interview with Joe Biden rape's accuser Tara Reid and the first major on-camera interview for Reid since Biden denied the accusations last week. Full talk has not yet been released, but previews show Reid calling for Biden to get out of the race. Now, what do you think here? And I know that we spoke about this briefly yesterday. And I think that, you know, people should always have the opportunity to speak up about what's going on. And this lady, of course, is taking a risk putting herself out there like this. And there's so many different aspects of the conversation. And I think that the lady should at least be heard and then something be done from there. What are your thoughts as we go down this path? And it seems like it's one of those things that it needs to be discussed. I don't know. I look at it more and more and definitely think that it's something that the conversation at least needs to be had and not something that's just put off and never to be shown again. Anyways, no winner for Tuesday's Night Mega Million drawing. Tonight's drawing will be for about $231 million jackpot or $184.9 million cash payout. No winner for Wednesday night's Powerball drawing either. Saturday's drawing will be for $68 million jackpot or $55.6 million cash payout. So, before I get too deep, let's talk about some stuff, and we'll call this the main story.
Here is our main story on the Rated R Safety Show.
So, hold on.
So.
Over the last week, we've been having a conversation about some invites that took place. We had invited some people to come on. We had given them until May the 5th to give us a response about coming on to the show and talk about, you know, a couple of different things. Number one, that they were changing their safety conference to virtual. That was the first thing. And then number two, we wanted to talk to them about the price point, that they were still charging a full $715 for members to go to this event. Now, of course, the offer was never accepted, never heard anything about it from them directly. Now, I did hear people in the higher ups of things, and they did address that they were listening, but there was no way in hell that they were going to come on. And that's okay. That's cool. Cool stuff. Things that we do. But yesterday, I got some info, man. So this live event that's being portrayed online about you're going to have this opportunity to be at 60 different sessions and these virtual sessions, and you're going to be able to do questions and answers with the speakers and all that. Well, I got some news for you. It's not live. The virtual sessions that they're going to be doing at this are pre-recorded. So when I normally go to a presentation or I'm speaking at a presentation, we adapt what's going on based on what people want to talk about. So with this being pre-recorded, everything's going to be there ahead of time. And the only thing that's going to differ is the questions and answers that come from the audience. So, like right now, if I'm actually talking in the way that we do our interaction, and we're inside of the chat box, and you say, hey, Jay, I want to talk about this. Let's go down this path. I'm able to give you that opportunity to take that path with you. But what is happening now is that this company, association, organization, whatever the hell you want to call it, is taking this path where they're doing it, but everything's pre-recorded. Now, the recordings start as early as the end of next week because they have to have them turned in. A lot of the speakers still don't even know in what kind of format that's supposed to be in. They're supposed to be doing a behind-the-scenes learning how to use the system, which got canceled this week. So they're going to have to learn it next week and record and go forward with it. What happens if you are a single presenter? I would imagine that's pretty easy. But some of those aspects show like the dual presenters. How is that going to work? And what are you using? What is the program that you're using to do this? So there's a lot of questions that still come about. And I think that this is a trial for people to do. You know, if you're a member of the organization, you're paying $715 for somebody to try something on you. They've never done it before. $715, $900 and some odd dollars if you're a non-member for the first time out. And I don't know, we talked about, you know, that other organization few days ago, make sure that I get the name right. I don't want to say the wrong thing, of what is known as Downstream Virtual. They're doing something similar. I don't think that theirs are pre-recorded. I don't know. I don't have enough information about it. But they're doing it for free. For free. And you know, a lot of people are going to sit back and go, hey, maybe it's the CEUs, maybe it's the different aspect that the American Society of Safety Professionals is offering. But I look at it and I go, right now, if you were able to take a look at the sessions that they were sending out of previous engagements, they were giving you the option to take some of the previous sections and you can go through it and you were getting, I think it was like 0.07 CEUs were going through it. But you could fast forward the thing and not listen to the whole thing, and you were still getting credit for it. And I know that they have this whole thing about ethics. this whole documentation about ethics and people are going to do the right thing. Not everybody's going to do the right thing. I really wish that that was the case.
Duh.
But it's not the case. Not everybody will do the right thing. So something I want you to think about as we move forward. So I'm disappointed to an extent to hear on how this is going. And I understand that people are in business to make money. But $715, $900, whatever you want to do the price point for members and non-members currently before X date, it's an issue. And I think that that's a conversation that should be had. And I think it's something that the conversation needs to go further, opposed to it just being, it is what it is and life goes on. Now, some people will go regardless, and that's okay too. By no means am I saying don't go. They do have good information. I just think that the price point's wrong. And yeah, I'm getting to the point that I'm getting tired of even talking about this shit, and I get more and more information about it the more and more I look into it and more people contact me about it. But it is kind of a crappy scenario. And for something that you're paying for, I don't think a webinar is worth $715. And that's my personal opinion. $715 is a lot of money, however you want to look at it, especially when you start thinking that memberships are like three and change for that. And my question becomes, too, is that, let's say, for instance, I haven't heard a lot of information about this, and maybe this is something that somebody needs to explain to me. If I had one of those extra sessions that I had signed up for, like the lunch and all that shit, do I get my money back for that? It'd be great if somebody could explain that to me. So, I don't know. Just something to think about as we continue to move forward here on the Rated R Safety Show, exclusively on Safety FM.
We are now video streaming the Rated R Safety Show. I don't know why our host has a face for radio. Rated R Safety Show.
Yeah. So anyways, for the last few Fridays we've been doing this, we're not going to do it any different this Friday. So what I would like for you to do, if you have not been with us before, let me explain what I got going on. I want you to take up all that pent-up anger that you've had over the last week or so, maybe longer if you have not heard this section before, and I want you to bottle it if you already had it, and I want you to let it all go. I want you to take the next 30 seconds that I'm going to show you on the screen. I'll give you a countdown if you're listening on the radio or via podcast. And I want you to yell, scream, and shout and let it all out, ladies and gentlemen. Because I know it's some frustrating times, some pent-up anger for most. So let's do that here on the Rated R Safety Show. And let's get that started in 3, 2, and 1.
Duh.
Oh, yeah, that calls it for time, ladies and gentlemen. Hopefully you were able to get it all out and all about and get that rolling and bowling, because, you know, that's important to make sure that we are clear, get all that out of our system, and we're ready to go for the next week.
More sarcasm than a Mortal Kombat beatdown. Rated R, Safety Show.
So as the different things are occurring throughout the world, so I don't know if you've heard this, but, you know, we like to talk some from time to time because people had asked for it in regards to what some of the different celebrities are out there doing in the world. Accordingly to what's going on with Miss Courtney Cox from good old Friends fame, also from Scream, just depending if you used to watch that stuff. Courtney Cox has been watching Friends while quarantining. The actress who played Monica Geller on the hit series Joke, that it's a really good turnout. So I guess she's giving quotations about, you know, her previous work. Also, we've been talking about over the last few days, Kristen Cavallari, and that she is divorcing her husband, Jay Cutler. And she says that part of it has to do with him being a lazy bum. Now, I don't know if this needs to be making the circuits, but it definitely is already, so let's talk about it. According to Page Six, the Hill star found her hubby unmotivated and lazy after his career as a Chicago Bears quarterback ended. Cutler, on the other hand, disagrees with the sentiment and says that he was one of the caregivers of their three kids while she was jumpstarting her jewelry and clothing business. As previously reported, Cutler filed for divorce at the end of last month, with Cavallari filing her docs in response. I guess that's just one way to do it and go about it. Anyways, let's talk about some things being released today, if you're into that kind of stuff. Matter of fact, let me jump into something real quick. So let's start off with one thing. Hayley Williams, Pedal for Armor, is going to be something that's going to be released. Also, Mark Lanegan, Straight Songs of Sorrow. So let's continue. Let's see. The Masked Singer is getting a fourth season. I didn't know that. According to the Deadline, Fox execs revealed the news during a call for investors. They're planning to start producing this summer, barring COVID-19 restrictions. Also, before I forget, I don't know if you heard, but big deal going on over here. Shanghai Disney is scheduled to open on the 11th. And as people were suggesting, the shopping area for Disney, known as Disney Springs, will be opening here in good old Orlando starting on May the 20th. Not important for people that are, you know, not in probably in the Florida aspect, but something to think about as those things are going to be opening up. Anywho, let's continue. What else we got? Let's see, a 2012 Nintendo ad has surfaced is causing quite a stir from Sex and the City fans. In the ad, Kim Cattrall channels her famous character from the series, Samantha Jones, who appears to be enjoying time spending with famous video game character Mario. Yeah, that's something that you could take a look at if you're quite interested as we do move forward. Anyways, that's something to think about there, I guess. I don't know. Anyways, also, if you've been taking a look at sports, there was a big news story that came out yesterday regarding Brett Favre. So let's take a look at that real quick. Brett Favre will repay $1.1 million in welfare money he received for multiple speeches where he did not show up. According to the Mississippi State Auditor, Shad White, his office received $500,000 from Favre on Wednesday and a commitment that he would repay the other $600,000 over the next few months. The repayment come one day after White's team released an audit of the Mississippi Department of Human Services that showed the former quarterback had been paid by a nonprofit group, Mississippi Community Education Center, despite never having done what was asked. A previously reported Favre, who lives in Mississippi, faces no criminal charges. So anyways, that's something to think about as we move forward here on the Rated R Safety Show. Anyway, so just something to think about. I don't know. I just don't know anymore.
This show is almost as enjoyable as hearing the sound of the toilet flush. Rated R Safety Show on Safety FM.
More sarcasm than a Mortal Kombat beatdown. Rated R Safety Show.
So that's something to think about. Let's talk about the days of the year that you can celebrate today. Going in from the very top, National Coconut Cream Pie Day, National Have a Coke Day, National Students Nurse Day, National Military Spouse Appreciation Day. That's the Friday before Mother's Day, just in case. And then National Provider Appreciation Day, Friday before Mother's Day as well. Anyways, I got some comments as they're coming in. It looks like by Dr. Todd Lachine. Thank you for listening. Cancellation requests after June the 5th will forfeit refunds in their entirety. I'm assuming that he's talking about the American Society of Safety Professionals there, the conference they have coming out. And he goes, since you raised the question, could you please share this with your listeners? Thank you, Jay. So I'm assuming that's what you're talking about as we do bring that up. So something to think about. Thank you for the information, and thanks for sharing. I'll pop those up on the screen as well, just in case for the people that are viewing and not actually listening at the same time, because those things do happen from time to time. So anyways, what do you got going on this week? Anything fun? Anything planned for the weekend besides Mother's Day? How are you celebrating that? Are you going out and about? Or are you going ahead and you're taking it from a different format? See, I just got something that popped up from Facebook. It says National Do Some Coke Day. Be right back. Oh, wait. I heard that wrong. I'm not even sure who that came from. I know that's terrible, but somebody did post that on there, and I probably shouldn't read that one out loud. But anyway, that's kind of funny. So what do you got anything special? I mean, that's the other thing to think about. I mean, we have to talk about these things. Are you going back into the general environment? And I mean that in the best of ways, of course. I don't know. I mean, we keep on talking about what's the right thing to do here. It's something to consider. I mean, we're going to have to open up, as we know. It's not going to, like, you're going to be locked down for the rest of your life. At least I hope not. But that's something to think about. It's something to think about on how we're going to move forward. Anyways, if you do get a chance, right now at the 12:30 hour, there should have been a new episode podcast-wise that just dropped to the Safety Justice League. Supposedly, it will be the most offensive episode that they've dropped to date. So take a listen to that. Sure, that will be fun. So that came out about 11 minutes ago. That will actually be making the rotation on Safety FM over the weekend, because that's what we do. So take a listen there. And then we'll get that rolling and bowling. Anyways, I know who you are. You know who I am. Love you, mean it. Bye.
Duh.
The views and opinions expressed on this podcast are those of the host and its guest and do not necessarily reflect the official policy or position of the company. Examples of analysis discussed within this podcast are only examples. They should not be utilized in the real world as the only solution available, as they are based only on very limited and dated open source information. Assumptions made within this analysis are not reflective of the position of the company. No part of this podcast may be reproduced, stored in a retrieval system, or transmitted in any form or by any means, mechanical, electronic, recording, or otherwise, without prior written permission of the creator of the podcast, Jay Allen.
You know, I've always wanted to do this thing where you grab the camera and take a look at it. I don't know why. I always think it's so weird when people do that, but then it's just kind of like this one thing. So there's this thing that I want to share with you. Just don't tell anybody else as I share it, okay?